But you've been reasonably pleased with that performance, I would have thought, Gary.
Huffed and puffed, not really.
It was good, if not great.
Yeah, so we I know you wanted to win it, but we've not really worked their goalies. Their goalies enough. With, you know, balls into the box, shots at goal. We seem to have had a problem of missing the opportunity to shoot. We pass it on and. We miss the opportunity to put balls into box just to put them under pressure. I didn't think we did enough. I think the tempo was too slow. It's done now. Unfortunately, we've got relegated. I've got to make sure that I get the right players in now. That have a right good go next season for us.
Yeah, we're talking about players, and ultimately we've not been good enough across the season. And it kind of sums it up today. We've got ability in there, but we're not quite good enough to go and win games,
yeah,
have we?
We haven't hurt teams enough. Yep. As simple as that, you know. I think since we've come in, we've tried to change the way that we wanted to play with the ball, and we've done that, but without that real cutting edge and. Putting teams under pressure enough to defend, and that's been, you know, sadly our downfall. And then obviously we haven't been good at the other end because we then conceded through individual mistakes, but that's it, it's done, we've got to get on with it now. There'll be obviously players now that was their last game for Bradford City.
I was going to say, you've said you've got an idea who want to keep and who you don't want to keep. How are you going to set about business from here on in?
We've got him in the Tuesday, we've got a meeting on Tuesday, and then I will be telling them and informing them of my decisions from then. And then, like I say, since in the press conferences and after games, we've been making phone calls, identifying targets, and now it's a case of getting them over the line and getting them into the club. And like I say, work very hard so that we never have a repeat of this again.
Yeah, I know, obviously, you've not announced it to people, so you're not going to say who you don't and do want to keep, but there's two or three out there today who've put in a shift, and I know there's probably a few you would like to keep.
Yeah, of course, and that's it. But obviously, I would imagine there'll be one or two that will knock on my door and say that, you know, they don't see themselves as League Two players. I'll have one or two that, obviously, through performances will possibly attract some attention from leagues above, so it's a case of working through that. But I've already, like I say, spoken to and identified people that want to come and play for this club, and you know, give everything that they've got to bring the success that these supporters deserve.
It's a bit of a sickener, isn't it, watching them celebrate Wimbledon and what might have been. How have you assessed your short time at the club? You came here optimistic and hopeful.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know you've put the graft in and you've got some reaction, but we've fallen short as a team.
It's as simple as that. We've fallen short. We've had to come in, we've had to try and pick them up, we've then had to try and get the way that I feel we should play. And we've huffed and puffed in games. There's been key moments, like we've said, without going over old ground. But at the end of the day, we haven't been good enough. It's as simple as that. And
Hard luck stories here.
No, not at all. And I'm never one for that anyway. You know, I'm honest. We haven't been good enough. Simple as.
You're going to have a busy summer,
aren't
you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
You ready for it?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like I say, I think the special day that it was today, the way that the club as a whole conducted themselves in remembrance of the 56 and paid the respects, was incredible. I knew about it, but to actually be involved for the first time, it really does touch you. And I've got to make sure that we bring, you know, the right players in to give these supporters the success that they deserve.